So one of these nights, and about 12 o'clock, this over the Gonderdyland Rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's gonna come in his heaven airplane.
Onion News Network's own Shelby Cross weighed in on the dangerous annual tradition of trick-or-treating. Let's take a look at this clip from tonight's cross-examination.
It is time to stop gift-wrapping our children and hand-delivering them to the predators among us. Yep, I'm talking about Halloween, the pedophile's Christmas. A little investment in some cheap candy and suddenly your neighborhood pervert is drowning in a winter wonderland of young flesh. And you know he has been looking forward to this for months. He spends money on fancy decorations to entice your unknowing children into his rape lair. But let me ask you one question, parents. What would you do if a man came over to your house on any other day with a greasy bucket of fun-sized Snickers and he says, hey, I'll give your son one of these if he dresses up like a little cowboy? You would blow his privates off with a shotgun. So why do you let your kids go over to that same creep's house just because the calendar says October 31st? So what should you do? Now, when a kid rings your doorbell, you invite him in, and then you keep them there safely until morning. Now, I know what you're gonna say. Hey, kids don't wanna spend the night in my basement. There's candy out there to collect. But that's why I carefully open up the snack-sized candy bars, I give them a dusting of sedative, and then the kids go out like a light, and they don't wake up until the danger's over.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Ladies and gentlemen, in this cathedral-like atmosphere tonight, I wish to remind you that this is a most solemn occasion for the close friends that have gathered here. That the zero hour of the 10th anniversary of our departed friend is fast nearing the end. And that the results of tonight are primarily of a personal and private nature only. No attempt is being made to sway the world or to convince the skeptics one way or the other. This is a personal gathering aiding Mrs. Houdini in completing her 10-year vigil and to aid Mrs. Houdini and ourselves to a final and logical conclusion. Nor is it expected or intended that others must necessarily agree. But this last personal attempt to contact the spirit of Houdini has aroused interest throughout the world, and to that extent will the findings here tonight be publicly recorded. We wish it distinctly understood that in this last and final attempt, we are interested in Houdini coming to us instead of to a stranger. Should Houdini contact a stranger anywhere in the world tonight, we know that Houdini will leave proper identification. On behalf of Mrs. Harry Houdini, I wish to thank all members of the press, both local and worldwide, the various national magazines, and the hundreds of individuals throughout the world that have aided. I wish to thank the sincere friends in the four corners of the United States, Canada, and Europe in the forming of some 20 or more simultaneous seances coinciding with our final attempt here in Hollywood. I wish to thank the several hundred friends, trained observers, and several dozen renowned psychics and mediums that are present with us here tonight, and especially the past president of the California State Spiritualist Association, present here tonight, whose kindly advice has been of great value. Every facility has been provided tonight that might aid in opening a pathway to the spirit world. Here in the inner circle reposes a medium's trumpet, a pair of slates with chalk, a writing tablet and pencil, a small bell, and in the center reposes a huge pair of silver handcuffs on a silk cushion. Facing the inner circle stands the famous Houdini shrine with its doors ajar. The world knows that the Houdinis were always open-minded regarding spirit communication. Houdini sought to communicate with his beloved mother after she passed on, but he found no evidence that he could rely upon. The Houdinis always believed that in their search, if you remove the fraud, what is left must be the truth. And they together were always seekers after truth. Before Houdini's death, the Houdinis made a compact that the first to go would try to contact the survivor. Houdini had promised to deliver a message in code to his wife, also to open the silver handcuffs and other signs if he should pass over first. It so happens that Mrs. Houdini survives, and she made it a sacred duty to carry out the terms of the compact. The first year found Mrs. Houdini every Sunday between the hours of 12 noon and 2 o'clock locked up in the privacy of her own room, seated in front of Houdini's photograph, waiting for some sign of Houdini as prearranged in the compact. The truth regarding spirit communication was to Harry and Bessie Houdini a very sincere and profound question. During the following years, each anniversary of his death has been devoted to Houdini. During the last 10 years, there have been times that Mrs. Houdini felt that surely Houdini was coming through, that her hopes of communication would be fulfilled. She was willing to believe, but the evidence did not stand up. At no time has Mrs. Houdini ever received a psychic communication from Houdini, nor has anything occurred anywhere in the world that would lead Mrs. Houdini to believe that Houdini was trying to come through.
Scary people all around me, talking gloom and doom. Some are pale and some are hairy, some are barking at the moon. Others wrap their heads with cotton while they scribble down their runes. Next time round I'll be more wary, I'll try to get in by noon.
Not quite time for Mexico's Day of the Dead, but it didn't stop some dressing up as the iconic figure known as La Catrina. Many Mexicans donned costumes and face paint for a pre-Day of the Dead parade. For the second year running, men and women dressed as the Catrina gathered at the Angel of Independence Monument before taking part in the parade. It took place days before the Day of the Dead, a pre-Hispanic tradition in which families remember their dead relatives. Mexicans set up offerings to them, including photographs, food, candles, flowers, personal items, skulls made out of sugar, papier-mâché skeletons, and sweets. Dia de Muertos, or All Souls Day, combines Catholic influences and indigenous ancestor worship in South America.
Metal poking through their bodies, strange designs on every limb. That one there's a painful heartache, it makes me want to sin. Medusa hair is flying round underneath the lights so dim. Makes me wonder, makes me ask, what world am I in? Hey, hey, it's Halloween. Oh no, the things I've seen. Hey, hey, it's Halloween. Oh no, I'm gonna scream.
Let's talk about safety when taking your children out to play in the scrublands and the sand wastes. You need to give them plenty of water. Make sure there's a shade tree in the area, and keep an eye on the helicopter colors. Are the unmarked helicopters circling the area black? Probably world government. Not a good area for play that day. Are they blue? That's the sheriff's secret police. They'll keep a good eye on your kids and hardly ever take one. Are they painted with complex murals depicting birds of prey diving? No one knows what those helicopters are or what they want. Do not play in the area. Return to your home and lock the doors until a sheriff's secret policeman leaves a carnation on your porch to indicate that the danger has passed. Cover your ears to blot out the screams. Also, remember, Gatorade is basically soda, so give your kids plain old water and maybe some orange slices when they play.
Conspiracy theories.
The capers draw the wraps around, you know they only come out at night. You only see their fanged smile and it gives you quite a fright. Better wear your garlic necklace and watch out for that bite. They're only wearing black until there's a color not so bright. Hey, hey, it's Halloween. Oh no, the things I've seen. Hey, hey, it's Halloween. Oh no, I'm gonna scream.
And tonight could face federal charges for shining a laser pointer at a ferry captain. A man on the ferry Kitsap, which had just left the Clinton Ferry Terminal, shined a blue laser at the Tokate, which was just passing. The laser hit the captain and the chief mate on the Tokate. Both were hurt.
Went through a window and then into the eyes of our operator. So it's a pretty powerful laser. It's apparently, from what I understand, kind of a new thing. And our chief mate was hit directly in the eye, and then he closed his eye and sustained a third-degree burn on his eyelid.
The man told State Patrol the laser was a new toy, and he was pointing it at the water last week.
All of this cannot compete with the strange world that we're in. Madmen, werewolves, liars, thieves, grabbing everything they can. Vampires suck blood from our earth, you know they pump the price again. They won't come out in solar light, and they're not the friends of wind. Hey, hey, it's Halloween. Oh no, the things I've seen. Hey, hey, it's Halloween. Oh no, I'm gonna scream.
Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Cheers of joy last night off Barrow, Alaska, as the two surviving California gray whales began heading for open waters behind a Soviet icebreaker. The tired, disoriented whales at one point turned the wrong way, but officials are hoping they'll keep swimming in the right direction. David Dow has been covering this drama of man and nature.
Just as rescue workers were about to celebrate the success of their long Save the Whale effort, a funny thing happened. The whales refused to cooperate. As planned, the whales eagerly crossed under the ice from a man-made breathing hole a quarter mile to a broad escape channel forged by a Soviet icebreaker. The whales at first darted for open ocean about 3 miles away, but then they retreated partway and appeared to settle in for the night. Rescuers backed off and hoped for the best.
I think the job's done now. I think we're going to wake up in the morning and those whales are going to be done.
If all else fails, scientists are standing by with recordings.
We'll be right back.
Canadian whale-watching tour boat has sunk off the coast of British Columbia. Officials say five people have been killed and that one is missing. Since the search was called off last night, 21 of the 27 passengers have been rescued, of which 18 were taken to Tofino General Hospital and said to be in a stable condition. Military rescue helicopters and planes were sent after the boat issued a distress signal around 5 p.m. local time. It's claimed that fishermen and fishing charter companies joined the rescue effort. The incident has now been handed to Canadian police as a missing persons case.
CCTV footage has captured the moment a man was robbed, tasered, and pushed onto the train tracks in Philadelphia. The victim, who was asleep on the train, was approached by two suspects, a male and female, who snatched his bag at Millbourne Station. The passenger woke up and is seen chasing the pair down the platform, where he is then seen struggling for his bag. The two suspects then start to attack the passenger. He is then shocked with a taser by the female suspect before being pushed backwards onto the train tracks and the suspects run away. Police have released four images of the suspects from when they boarded the train at Allegheny Station. The victim was treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries before being released.
Next up, Coopersville.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy.
How was the bathroom, buddy? Pretty gruesome?
Buddy, I had to hold my breath, buddy.
Buddy, don't even tell me about it, buddy.
Buddy, I know.
Buddy, M&M's?
Chocolate me, buddy. Tasty, buddy.
Buddy, definitely. Hey, get in on this drink, buddy.
Buddy, don't mind if I do.
It's a bloody, buddy.
Buddy, it's killer.
Buddy!
Sorry, buddy.
Save me some, buddy.
Buddy, I said I was sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, sit down.
Have some bloody, buddy.
Dudes, here's a sixer. Budweiser time.
Yeah, bud, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Cold ones, dude.
Buddy, kill it.
I'm buzzing, buddy.
Dude, I know.
Oh, dude, check it. She's killer.
I want some of that, buddy.
Oh, buddy, save some for me.
Dude, that's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Just watch it, dude.
Hey, lay off him, buddy.
Dude, don't get him started.
I said I was sorry, buddy.
Dude, let's just drop it.
Buddies?
It's cool, dude.
Hey, homies.
What's up, homies?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, dude?
Just chilling, homie.
Cool, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Buddy.
Homie.
Dude.
Homie.
Dude.
Buddy.
Dude, check it out. A prison.
Oh, buddy. Imagine being stuck in there.
I know, dude. That would suck.
Homie, my brother is in there.
Oh, buddy.
Sorry about that, dude.
Bummer, buddy.
Bad timing, homie.
I know, buddy.
Sorry, dude.
Not your fault, homie.
I know, but buddy.
No, it's cool, homie.
Dude, there's another train on this track.
Buddy, it's coming at us.
Dude!
Homie!
Buddy!
Buddy!
Homie! Dude!
Dude?
Buddy, my head.
Homie, get off me.
Buddy, I can't see.
What just happened to us, dude?
Homie, I told you we should have taken the bus.
Waiting for the bus, where is the bus? The bus is late. Waiting for the bus in the rain, when the bus come, where the bus at? Got my bus pass, bus is much better than a train, Take phone pictures while I'm waiting at the bus stop. Bus not here while the bus so late. I'm waiting for the bus in the rain, wishing I was on the bus when the bus drive around your state. Oh, could it come the bus on? Ish, it's a different bus, not the right bus, not the bus I need. Now I'm waiting for the bus in the rain at another stop, bus ain't got a real high speed. Waiting for the bus, took a picture of another bus. Waiting for the bus in the rain, I've been waiting for the bus since the sun came up, but the sun ain't out no more cause it's gray. Waiting for the bus, there's a gray one, blue one, a red one, all of them turned away. I've been waiting for the bus, gotta catch a bus, gotta watch news, got a regiment and plan for the day. Bus.
Waiting for the bus in the rain, in the rain, wait, waiting for the bus in the rain. Waiting for the bus in the rain, in the rain, wait, waiting for the bus in the rain.
Now there's other people waiting at the bus stop. Hey, where's your bus pass, boy? When you're waiting for the bus in the rain, have your bus pass ready or the people on the bus get annoyed. I'm waiting for the bus like I do every day on my way home, waiting for the bus in the rain. At least on the days when it's raining, and I'm waiting for the bus cause the other days ain't the same. Tweet! Sometimes when the bus come late to the stop, waiting for the bus in the rain, man, I prefer sunshine. Should be waiting for the bus with a mop.
That's a joke. Do you get it? Hey, where are you going? I thought you were waiting for the bus. Oh, cool, there it is.
Rift, will it, you know, simply then lose the helium in some fashion and float to the ground? Are they going to have to take action to disable it and make it come to the ground? But at this hour, a pretty urgent effort going on to make sure air safety, as long as this is afloat, air safety is maintained and if it's going to come to the ground, to do it in a controlled fashion so that no one is hurt or injured. Wolf?
Well, how do they do that? Do they just fire some sort of bullet in there so it sort of begins to float down to ground? Is that what potentially they might have to do?
Well, let me be blunt. This is uncharted territory right now at this moment as you and I are chatting. I don't think there's been any instance of one of these large aerostats coming loose from its mooring, loose from its 240-foot tether rope, and drifting over the United States. We have not had that before. We have not had a helium-filled aerostat like this. This thing can survey, how large is it? How significant? It can survey territory. We are told the size of Texas. Now, we have had disabled small civilian aircraft where NORAD has to track them until they frankly do crash to the ground. We have had a couple of those situations in recent years. This always brings up the very delicate matter. At what point does the U.S. military take kinetic action? At what point do they shoot down some object flying over the United States that is not under control? A real decision about what to do about it in the coming hours, Wolf.
And very expensive surveillance radar equipment inside that blimp, as it's called. It's called the JLENS, the Joint Land Attack Cruise Missile Defense Elevated Netted Sensor System. That's a long name for this blimp. All right, we'll stay on top of this very disturbing story, and we've never seen anything like this in the United States before. Hopefully they'll be able to bring that blimp down peacefully in an unpopulated area, some field somewhere. We'll see what they can do. All right, Barbara, thanks very much. Other news we're following. They are outmanned and outgunned in Syria, but Kurdish forces, they've managed to take...
Frankly, I'm blind and I can't see. I don't like pestilence, death or plague. I don't like being drunk and locked outside, especially when it's
back to the lead. We are following the breaking news that runaway military blimp or aerostat that left tens of thousands without power is now down. You can see the image on the right side of your screen. According to Pentagon officials, the blimp has come down. We're just now getting these images, which the military refers to as an aerostat. A WNEP reporter just tweeted out the photo that we're showing you, showing the aerostat or blimp tangled in the trees. We're going to continue to keep you updated on the fallout from this incident as we learn more. As far as we know, there has been no injuries to any individuals, thankfully.
Falling
falling, we're falling, we're falling to the earth's atmosphere. We're falling, we're falling.
Dissolving in the water that you tread, all surroundings are evolving in the stream that clears your head. Find yourself a caravan like Noah must have led. 4 and 20 birds of Maya baked into an atom, you polarized into existence, magnet heart from red to blue. To such extent, the realm of dark within the picture, it seems true. All your lightning waits inside you, travel it along your spine. 7 stars receive your visit, 7 seals remain divine. 7 churches filled with spirit, treasure from the angel's mind. The space you make has your own laws, no longer human gods or cause. The center of this house will never die. One-eyed men aren't really reigning, they just march in place until 2-eyed men with mystery training finally feel the power fill. 3-eyed men are not complaining, they can yo-yo where they will. They slip inside this house as they pass by.
Oh! Sounds like suicide.
They say that we ain't got the style, we ain't got the class, we ain't got the tools, just gonna put us on the map. And I'm a phony in disguise trying to make the radio. I'm an associate anarchist, I sound like so-and-so. They say I'm just a stupid kid, another crazy radical. Rock and roll is dead, I probably should have stayed at school. Another generation X who somehow slipped up to the crack. Oh, they'd love to see me fall, but I'm already on my back. So it goes one ear and right out the other. Talking shit, but you know I never bother. Go to one ear and right out the other. People talking shit, hey, you kiss the back of my hand.
Some may consider it a joke too far. Comedian Jimmy Morales, who's never held office, swept to power in Guatemala's presidential election. The entertainer gained 68% of the nation's support after milking public anger over a corruption scandal which challenged the political establishment's reputation. Despite no political experience, the 46-year-old overwhelmingly beat rival and former First Lady Sandra Torres.
Soy un hombre común, como ustedes.
I'm a common man like you. I don't have superpowers or magic, and I've never said I do. But I do have a swollen heart that loves this nation, and together, we're going to fight for her.
Already shaken by UN-backed anti-corruption investigations, many see the election as a wake-up call to the country's other parties. Morales said that he wouldn't stand in the way of any probes into his own government. The comedian's National Convergence Front party erupted in celebration of his victory, showing Guatemala that his politics are no laughing matter.
It's just so ridiculous!
Now I know I'm not a saint, I've been a sinner all my life. I ain't trying to have my flaws, I'd rather keep them in the light. They want to criticize school nights, cast another stone. And watch it from the throne. They say the devil is my pal. I do a lot of drugs. The crowd will only like me if they really need a draw. They think they know my thoughts, but they don't know the least. If they'd listen to the words,
to just step back a little bit, because I think what's really interesting about what's going on right now is it's so accelerated. We're at a very crunch period, right? These are the two guys, Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush, who have the best shot of winning a general election. And this fight wasn't supposed to happen for a couple of months, particularly if you're Marco Rubio. He feels like he's peaking too early. But I think that's what's really interesting in what's going to be going on in the next few weeks. I think all of this talk about it's time for him to retire his candidacy is way premature. But it's really interesting to see whether these two men are really going to be able to shed the rest of the field and move forward, because this is, if the Republicans are going to have a shot at the general, these are their two guys. So this is why you're seeing all
this. You say it so easily, but what evidence is there that Jeb's the most electable?
Or I don't know that he is. I mean, he calls Marco Rubio the Republican Obama, and I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, because Obama won two elections. Yeah.
But if I were him, I'd lead with his strength to just say, hey, I'm boring. I'm boring. Is our problem in Washington we don't have enough boringness? No, it's we got too much craziness. And so I'm going to be your sedative. I'm going to be laxative, I guess. I'm going to calm you down.
That will now trend on social media.
But we got people who can't do anything because they're just screaming at each other. I can't scream, fine, if that's what you want. But I'm a guy, and I like the slogan that they're adjusting to, I can fix it. And so I think he just ought to say that and be himself.
The debate on Wednesday, in your opening statement, you joked that in the Reagan Library debate, you were criticized that you didn't smile enough. And the ladies of The View the next day decided that they were going to take issue with that. Let's listen to what Michelle Collins said about your performance at the debate.
She kicked off her thing saying, you know, people tell me that I didn't smile enough during the last debate. She looked demented. I mean, she did not, her mouth did not downturn one time. She was like,
Halloween mask. I love that.
A smiling Fiorina. Can you imagine? Give you nightmares.
Demented, a Halloween mask. Is there a double standard here, Ms. Fiorina, for Republican women? I can't imagine that they would say things like that about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you think? Yeah, I think there's a double standard. It's funny, you know, I was on The View several months ago. They said none of that to my face. There is nothing more threatening to the liberal media in general, and to Hillary Clinton in particular, than a conservative woman. So, of course, there's a double standard. And conservative women, from Sarah Palin to Michelle Bachmann to Carly Fiorina, are long used to this. It will not stop me. It will not scare me. And maybe the ladies of The View, if I come back on again, let's see if they have the guts to say that to my face. Well, I think what these women represent is a set of liberal feminists who believe that if you do not agree with them on their liberal orthodoxy, that you don't count, that somehow you're not a woman. You see, I know that women represent half the nation, so of course our views are going to be as diverse as men's. I also know that unless and until women's potential is fully unlocked in this country, and women have been crushed under the Obama economy, that we will not be as good a nation as we can be. And frankly, I am tired of being insulted by liberal feminists who talk about women's issues when the reality is every issue is a woman's issue, from the economy to ISIS to Russia to healthcare to education to the national debt. Women care about all of that. So I am really sorry that I don't agree with the women of The View. Nevertheless, I'm going to continue to stand up, stand strong, talk about what I believe in, and I am Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare as a result.
He's the mirror to the star. We don't do it for the glory. We don't do it for the money. We don't do it for the fame. So all the critics who despise us, go ahead and criticize us. It's your tyranny that drives us. Add the fire to a flame, and it goes in one ear and right.
gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
You want to know what I see? Tell you what I see. I see static. Yeah, that bull crap. All I see is distraction after distraction. People just talking noise. Things that don't make sense. Things that don't matter. And it's mainstream. It's the majority. It is what's talked about. What's cared about. That's reality. People care about static. But here's the thing. If I told you this bullcrap is static, and if you knew it was static, then you wouldn't look at static. How many people sit down and look at this on TV? They don't. They hate it. Call the people. Tell them it ain't working. Somewhere down the line, somebody convinced you that this static is something you should be watching. Somewhere down the line, somebody convinced you that this static is not static. What the heck? Here's the thing with me. I know the elections are fake. And a lot of y'all know the elections are fake. As a matter of fact, we're going to this video right here. Hillary Clinton's and Republicans hate this video. If you haven't watched this video, please watch this video. It's very important. It breaks down all the little things that need to be explained so you understand the full picture. Those of you who have watched this video, I want to hear what you have to say about the video. I want to know what you think after seeing the debates. What do you think about that now that you have seen this video? When I look at the debates, I think static. Bullcrap. I know it is. Just like with the Democratic debates, I automatically know it's bullcrap. All they're doing is just repeating Democratic talking points, and they're saying, who can say it the best? Or who pushed out more Democratic talking points? Oh, they're going to do all the things that a Democrat wants. Just telling them what they want to hear, just like the Republican debate. But if you come at somebody and you're saying, hey, the debates are fake, they're going to say, what are you talking about? That's crazy. And I understand why they come to that conclusion. They don't see the full picture. That's why I created a full picture right here. It was never expected that there would be a video like this made. And the fundamentals have been broken down so that you can understand beyond that video and you can understand deceptions years and decades later. That's the purpose of that. But then I'm tempted to go and make videos telling people, hey, the debates are fake. And I just might do that. Because what's going to happen? They're looking for the debates. They want to know what people think about the debates. And really what they want to hear is you to confirm what they already believe. They want you to say, oh, this candidate is good or this candidate is bad. But when they come to me, they're going to hear that all the candidates are fake. Which is, yes, an effective way of waking them up to that point. But I want them to see the full picture. Because in the long run, that is more effective. Too much static. You get people thinking Donald Trump is actually running to win. Ben Carson. One day they say, oh, Ben Carson's in the lead. Oh, wait a minute. Now Rubio, he's coming up. Oh, wait a minute. We can't forget Bush. Oh, and Donald Trump's in the lead today. Every single day is different. That's a bullcrap show. It ain't even 2016 yet. You got to think about that. And then you think the bigger picture. You say, wait a minute. Hold on here. I'm investing so much energy in politics when the majority of people don't even care about politics. Hold up. Wait a minute. They're looking at BuzzFeed. Millions of people we talking about. Billions, if you really want to look at that. Billions of people across the world are looking at static. They're not awake. You know what? I'll put it like this. There are people who sell out and there are people who don't sell out. That's like the fake accounts that sit around here and talk about the truth movement all the time. Understand, I'm not in the truth movement. I'm just a guy who makes videos who want to show people what's actually going on and whatever else I want to talk about. But you get these fake accounts who fake like conspiracy theorists. You get these fake reporters who fake like reporters, fake politicians. All these people, there's something you need to know about them. See, they all chose to sell out after knowing what that means. They understand the full picture. They understand what's right versus what is wrong. Why? Because they chose to do what is wrong. And when I try to do the right thing, they come after that. They attack that. Why? Because they don't want the masses to catch on to the right thing. Why? Because they're doing their duty as a sellout. They work 24/7 as a sellout. Sellouts have made a decision. You know what I don't care about? Sellouts. Forget them jokers. They're nothing. But you know who I'm worried about? The masses. If they choose to sell out, that's their business. But what I want to do, I want to give them the option of not selling out. I want to explain the whole situation to them so that they can actually make a decision. The majority of people are hive-minded. That's just what it is. Proof, look at the 7 billion people we got in this world. They all follow after each other. They don't question everything. If they did, the elections wouldn't go as we see them. And I'm talking about worldwide. How do these New World Order puppets continually get elected? You even look over in India, Narendra Modi, New World Order sellout. How? How does this keep happening? It's because of the hive mind. And this hive mind is dangerous. What needs to happen and what is fair is people need to be given a fair choice. This is how the world really is. Now, you can either choose this way or you can choose that way. You can choose to be a sellout or you can choose to be against the New World Order. It's not fair that people are living a lie because they're just following after everybody else. And because a few sellouts who were chosen to be on the top or on the top in media are shaping people's beliefs. And people don't really understand because they work all the time. They get distracted all the time. And understand something too. I know a lot of y'all think I don't listen to what y'all are saying because I don't talk to nobody. But you got to understand what's going on. There are fake accounts that work for the government that try to be your friend only to try to turn on you later on when they think they got support. That's what's going on every single day. It's almost like they work 24 hours. They work for years straight on projects. They get bonuses for putting out disinfo. And then when some other bigger channel puts out the disinfo, they get the bonus or a pat on the back or whatever. They want to try to paint it as if people exposing the government would do a fake shooting. This is the type of stuff they do. And just associating with them is bad. This is why I don't talk to nobody. Because you have to understand. This is the same thing they did to the Black Panthers back in the day. COINTELPRO. But I do listen. And I will make videos responding, or I will make videos to help you wake up yourself, your friends, and your family. Because that's what it's all about. And if they want to wake up, they're going to wake up. And if they want to sell out, they're going to sell out. You got to let them slide. You got to let them go. There are too many people in this world. Again, I say there's too much static going on. And I think I'm at the point to where I understand why.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Now, go find the others. .com.
I need to say my poem. I went trespassing in the forest, fishy fishy jumps. Dead monkey peeped a rhino, and I had to bounce. Old hot dogs are juicy enough to drink. I love these beans. Destroy the mysteries and then go fight Chewbacca.